This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Iran's supreme leader reportedly has ordered an amnesty or reduction in prison sentences for tens of thousands of people detained amid the nationwide protests shaking the country. The decision Sunday for the first time acknowledges the scale of the crackdown. The decree by Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, part of a yearly pardoning the supreme leader does before the anniversary of Iran's 1979 Islamic Revolution, comes as authorities have yet to say how many people they detained in demonstrations. More than 19,600 have been arrested during the protest, according to human rights activists in Iran, a group that's been tracking the crackdown. China is threatening what it calls further actions after an American fighter jet shot down a suspected spy balloon off the east coast of the United States on Saturday. Haley Walsh took video from Myrtle Beach in the U.S. southern state of South Carolina.
It is not looking like a balloon anymore. It's falling, and the jet's going around on the left-hand corner.
China's Ministry of Foreign Affairs insists the craft was civilian and its flight an accident. The U.S. says the massive balloon was for surveillance and spent days crossing over sensitive military sites in North America. Two Russian missiles hit the center of Kharkiv in Ukraine's northeast, with one of the missiles striking a residential building, local officials said on Sunday. Reuters footage showed debris scattered around the street and a large crater in front of the residential building. Kharkiv's governor said that three victims, 54-year-old included. This is VOA News. The head of Russia's private Wagner militia said on Sunday fierce fighting was ongoing in the northern parts of the Ukrainian city of Bakhmut, which has been the focus of Russian forces' attention for weeks. Yevgeny Prigozhin, the founder and head of the Wagner group, said his soldiers were, quote, fighting for every street, every house, every stairwell against Ukrainian forces who were not retreating. Russian forces have been attempting to encircle and capture Bakhmut, a city in the eastern Donbas region, for weeks and appear to be making slow, grinding, and costly progress. A former Israeli prime minister who served briefly as a mediator at the start of Russia's war with Ukraine says he drew a promise from the Russian president not to kill his Ukrainian counterpart, Volodymyr Zelensky. Former Prime Minister Naftali Bennett became an unlikely intermediary in the war's first weeks, becoming one of the few Western leaders to meet President Vladimir Putin in a snap trip to Moscow. Pakistani officials said Saturday that Islamabad will ask Afghanistan's Taliban to rein in militants in Pakistan after a suicide bombing killed scores of police in a mosque. VOA's Marissa Meldon reports.
Detectives have blamed an affiliate of the Pakistani Taliban, the most notorious militant outfit in the area, for the Monday blast in Peshawar, which killed 101 people inside a fortified police headquarters. Since the Taliban returned to power in Kabul, Pakistan has witnessed a dramatic uptick in attacks in regions bordering Afghanistan, where militants use rugged terrain to stage assaults and escape detection. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Pope Francis has made a final appeal for peace in South Sudan before departing the country Sunday. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
The Pope celebrated Mass before an estimated 100,000 people to close out an unusual mission by Christian religious leaders to nudge forward the country's recovery from civil war. In his homily Sunday, Francis begged for South Sudanese people to lay down their weapons and forgive one another. His message aimed to revive hopes in the world's youngest country, which gained independence from the majority Muslim Sudan in 2011, but has been beset by civil war and conflict. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
South Korean Coast Guard vessels and aircraft are searching for nine fishermen who disappeared after the boat capsized off the country's southwestern coast. The Coast Guard says three crew members were rescued by a nearby commercial vessel following the accident late Saturday. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey.